With a look at Radio on the Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting for a Friday leading into the Memorial Weekend. State track and field going on. We have a lot of results to get to in just a moment. Some other results, first of all. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball season has come to a close after sweeping Purdue in a recent series to end the regular season. Purdue comes out and wallops the Hawkeyes, handing them their second loss in the double elimination Big Ten tournament in Omaha. 8-1 Boilermakers over the Hawks yesterday. Iowa's baseball season comes to a close with a record of 33-23. Taking a look at softball and baseball, Clarence Goldfield Dow's a doubleheader win over Manson Northwest Webster. As far as softball and baseball, the Cowgirls winning over the Cougars 10-5, and the Cowboys winning 5-3 on the road at Manson Northwest Webster. Also yesterday, Iowa Falls Alden fell to South Hardin, a close one. Tigers nipped the Cadets 3-2 in baseball. And in girls soccer, Iowa Falls Alden girls continue a very good season. The number 14 Cadets squeaked by Dyke New Hartford 1-0 yesterday in Iowa Falls. Of course, a big day, and three local champions were crowned at the state track and field meet, several earning medals as well and advancing to finals on day one of the high school state track and field championships. And Jason Eaton reports.
Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports. Girls shuttle hurdle preliminary in Class 2A, Applington Parkersburg advances to the finals with a fourth place finish of 1 minute 7.62 seconds. That relay team is made up of Adri Allen, Malia Rankin, Megan Junker, and Ava Eddy. Overall, pretty good day here down at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Gloomy day, a little bit on the chilly side, but attendance today of 13,602, and that's fifth all-time for a Thursday down here at the Iowa High School Track and Field Championships. Pretty good day for some of our area teams as well. Break these down for you. These are just some of the highlights. You can catch all of the highlights, full results anyway, at radioonthego.com. Look for recaps from John and I on those, as well as any of these interviews that he's been doing. A lot of them have been thrown up on our YouTube channel at Radio On The Go. We'll start with Applington Parkersburg in the girls 100 preliminary. Ella Butcher qualified final finish, and the 4x800 girls from Applington Parkersburg, they finish in fifth with a time of 9:47.45 seconds. That team's made up of Charlie Endelman, Aubrey Weber, Demi Boosman, and Kennedy Kalkwarf. The boys 4x800 from Applington Parkersburg, they finish in fifth place with a time of 8:04.42. Again, fifth place finish for Sully Jansen, Trevin Thomas, Emmerich Nolte, and Luke Jacobson. For Clarksville and the boys shot put, Dawson Barnett, fourth place finish with a throw of 51 feet 9 1/4 inches. In Dyke New Hartford, their girls 4x800 relay team finishes in ninth with a time of 9:50.49. That team was made up of, or is made up of, Isabella Stumbo, Reagan Grassley, Sedona Oldenberger, and Emmy Sager. Also in the girls 100 preliminary, Dyke New Hartford's Chloe Paulson qualifies for the final with a fourth place finish of 12.56 seconds. And Grundy Center, three titles here today as the class in the Class 2A boys 3200 meter. Emerson Vokes, the defending state champion, defends that title very well with a first place finish and a personal best time of 9:13.57. Again, taking the first place in the boys 3200 meter. For the girls in the 4x800 meter relay for Grundy Center, they set a new state meet record of 9:17.35. That relay team is Raylan Steinmeier, Carly Lynch, Maddie Hendershot, and Grace Storyhan. And with that new state meet record, obviously a first place finish for them as well. Their girls in their 100 preliminary for 100 meter dash preliminary for Grundy Center, Ava Heron qualifies for the final with a seventh place finish And in the boys 400 meter, Braden Davey takes first place with a time of 47.96 seconds. That's a personal best for Braden. Hampton Dumont Cal, girls discus, Marin Subert finishes in eighth place with a throw of 128 feet and 8 inches. For Iowa Falls Alden, their boys shuttle hurdle prelim finishes 14th. That's a season best for them with a time of 1 minute 3.28 seconds. That relay team being made up of James Carter Allison, Nico Damiano, Colin Pieper, and Cade Olberding. North Butler earlier this morning in the boys 100 preliminary. Cameron Bartles finishes fifth with a time of 11.21 seconds. The boys shuttle hurdle from North Butler finishes in second place with a time of 1 minute 0.85 seconds. That relay team being made up of Jack Bartles, Bryce Schroeder, Jax Thorne, and Cameron Bartles. For North Butler and the boys 200 preliminary, Cameron Bartles is on to the finals with a time of 22.45. He finishes sixth here in the prelim. And for South Hardin, their girls, Ada Eller in the 400 meter dash, she'll medal with a sixth place finish of 58.35 seconds. Again, those are just some of the highlights that happened down here today in Des Moines. You can catch all of the results at radioonthego.com. Also look for recaps from sports director John Mowinkle and myself. Also look for those videos on YouTube at Radio On The Go. I know John's been down there working hard on those interviews, so be sure to check those videos out. This has been Jason Eaton reporting from Des Moines.
Thank you very much, Jason. Look forward to hearing the results coming up here in a few hours from Des Moines and Drake Stadium High School State Track and Field Championships. Well, the Hampton Dumont Cal softball team has begun its season 1-0. They defeated AGWSR this past Tuesday. Several starters are back from last year's Bulldog team that went 6-17. But head coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel says many of the HD Cal softball players are learning new positions.
We have a lot of new kids in new spots. Our outfield is all juniors this year, so we had Marin move. We moved her from right to left field, and then Addie's in center, so that was a consistent spot. And we had Peyton Hinders, which was new in the outfield for us in right field. And then our infield's kind of all mixed around. Besides Aaliyah, she's behind the plate. We had Maddie starting, and she did some for us last year. And then our infield, we moved Megan Sievers to third base. Bridget's at short. We played Keely at second. And then we have an eighth grader, Aubrey McWilliams, at first. And then we actually had Sylvie Morton, DH. So we have a lot of new faces. And like we said to the girls, I'm sure our lineup will change throughout the year.
After having exclusively eighth graders on the mound last season, Maddie Prowley and Kendall Eilderts are back for their freshman seasons for HD Cal softball, having combined for a serviceable 4.49 ERA last summer.
They'll be the same two pitchers that are taking the load for us this year as freshmen. They both played for Heat in the offseason, so they've had a lot of pitching experience, and they've, you know, worked really hard to improve and gain some speed, gain more control. So you can see how much they've matured in the last year, just, you know, going from an eighth grader where they kind of, it's sometimes that deer in headlights look where they walk out onto the varsity field. Now there's like, I could tell Maddie had more command and had a lot more confidence. She actually hit in the leadoff spot for us too. I think she ended the night with six strikeouts. So yeah, I'm really excited just to watch them grow and just take more, you know, command and leadership of the team as we go through the season.
Hampton Dumont Cal softball returns to action coming up Tuesday at North Butler. Speaking of softball, there's some softball going on today. Eagle Grove at Clarion Goldfield Dows today at 7:30 p.m. for softball, and South Hardin hosting Colfax Mingo. South Hardin baseball is hosting West Fork today in Eldora. North Butler goes on the road to Rockford, and Belmont Clemmy baseball at Emmitsburg. Of course, the state track and field championships, a lot of things happening here. We're going to give you just a few to get us going for the morning. Again, we have over 40 events that will be taking place here today. We'll be covering with Jason and John. And at 9 a.m. at the state track meet, the girls' discus will take place. North Butler's Izzy O'Dowd throwing the disc. Also at 10:20, the girls' shuttle hurdle, or the girls' girls 100-meter hurdle preliminaries, that is. And Alexis Rose of North Butler, Cameron Bartles on the boys' side running the 110 high hurdles for North Butler. Jack Bartles also running those high hurdles for the Bearcats. At 11 o'clock this morning, West Fork is in the girls' 4x200-meter relay, AGWSR. At 11:30 in the girls' high jump with Gracie Wagner, North Butler's Lainey Brinkman is in the girls' 400-meter hurdles today at noon. A lot of other 1A action in the morning into the early afternoon, and then starting around 2 o'clock is the 2A and 3A session, and we have a ton of participants in that, so stay tuned for results as we go through the day at the state track meet. And it has been announced that Kurt Warner has, no surprise, now in the UNI Hall of Fame class of 2026. We'll have more on that as Northern Iowa has just announced their new inductees into the UNI Hall of Fame. That's going to do it for Radio On The Go Sports for this Friday. We have a lot going on for the weekend. Sports Beat program tomorrow featuring a ton of track and field interviews in case you missed them yesterday and today. We'll have that tomorrow morning for you. And then also, of course, we have Iowa Falls Alden graduation on Sunday over on 99 The Wave. And both stations will have Memorial Day services from Hampton and Parkersburg on Monday. You have a blessed weekend, safe holiday, and again, thank you to all those soldiers who, again, served our country. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.